Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So the Retried, it's an event that we've been doing for years, and we've had to have a break for the last 2 years. That's why we're extra excited. And we meet at the Guild Hall, and then we cycle together to the fair in the village of Reach. Now, that fair's been happening for 800 years, and this is a new tradition now that we come along with our bikes and we take everybody to the fair.
Fantastic. And how many people do you think you might get with you today?
Well, when we've had good weather before, we've had 1,000 people cycle to Reach.
Wow. Gosh. And I should also say that you're going from the Market Square by the Guild Hall, and that's where you are now. If people want to very quickly get up there, because you're setting off at 10. But there is also a group heading for Reach from Ely. That's right, isn't it?
That is right. And also, we have people who join us all along the route. So if you don't want to come all the way into town, if you line up somewhere along the river, particularly around the Green Dragon Bridge, you can pick up with us as we ride through. And we also have a group departing from Ely, and they'll make their way and meet us in Reach. And we spend 2 hours together in the fair before we then cycle back to Ely or Cambridge.
And people don't even need to worry if they get a bit of a puncture or a sort of minor issue with their bike, do they? Because I think you've got that sorted as well, haven't you?
Well, of course, we encourage everybody to come prepared. You must make sure your bike is in good working order. And you should bring an extra puncture repair kit and so on. But we do have some mechanics coming along on the ride just in case we need them, if you get something that's a little bit too tricky to fix.
And we should also say this is very much an event for people of all abilities. You don't need to be, you know, the next Bradley Wiggins to do this, I don't think, do you?
Absolutely not. This is a very family-friendly ride. We have had people come on unicycles. We have lots of cargo bikes. We've seen penny farthings. We've had five-year-olds do the whole ride. I mean, it is, you want to make sure they've got the legs to keep going, but it is just very family-friendly. We go at a very easy, sedate pace, and there's marshals, so you don't have to worry if you're not quite sure of the right way. The whole route is signed, and we lead people there and back as well. So it's very, very, very accessible for anyone who'd like to come, and we're a very friendly bunch.
That sounds fabulous. And there's still time. As you say, people can join you on the route. So I'm going to let you get off now, Roxanne, because what are you going to be doing for the next 40 minutes? You're not just going to be... You've got a bit of organisation to do, I think, haven't you?
Well, I'm here to say hello to everybody and make sure they feel welcome. I'll be handing out the maps. I'll have all of the marshals, and we'll be making sure we've got flags on our bikes so everybody can find us. And, of course, I'll be giving a bit of a briefing at the start of the ride to let everybody know what we're all about. And then we'll be picking people up along the way from the Green Dragon Bridge, Newmarket Road Park and Ride, if someone wants to drive and park and then get off with the bikes from there. We'll have people come from all over the country to join us today. So I'm just here to welcome everybody, lead the way and have a really good time.
Awesome. Well, listen, I won't take up any more of your time, and thank you. We organised this all very quickly, didn't we? And I really do appreciate you taking the time to come on and have a chat with me, Roxanne. All the best for a lovely ride.
My pleasure, and I hope to see some of your listeners come with us today, Ian.
This is Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105 Radio.